you know, more people are working independently than ever, but where do you work when the kitchen table isn't cutting it and managing a full office doesn't make sense? Well, IncuSpace has built to answer that question. After 4 years in downtown Galesburg, the company is expanding with a new location in the historic Hill Arcade building. So founder Jason Dunn, along with Cassidy Dunn and Mark Pitart, I got it right the first time. They're here this morning. So Jason, Cassidy, Mark, good morning, guys. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks again for the opportunity to talk to you guys about our expansion of the IncuSpace in downtown Galesburg. We're pretty excited about it. We've been working on this project since last September as far as the construction phase. And we had started planning this about a year and a half ago as to what we could expand our existing co-working and professional office space into for Galesburg. So we're excited to be here to talk to you guys.
Yeah, well, Jason, let's start with the beginning. 4 years ago, what problem were you trying to solve when this got launched?
So we've had an insurance agency business. My family has for two generations in the Knox County area, and we were moving out of home office into a more business focused office. And we had an office on the fourth floor of the Bondi building, and it was a basic 500 square foot office, not real exciting. And as I started to see our insurance customers there, I wanted something more. I wanted something bigger. I wanted something nicer, something that really projected the professional business that we ran. And so we decided to expand our business and build this space on the seventh floor of the Bondi building. That space, we redecorated it. We brought it from the 60s to 70s. It's funny, when we got up into that space, it actually had shag carpet with horsehair
nice.
Padding on it.
Yeah, nice. Green?
Yeah, green carpet.
Okay. Real groovy, huh?
Yeah, it was really sweet stuff. And we pretty much demoed that seventh floor and turned it into what we were looking for. And we started that in 2018, 2019. And then by 2020, we had, decided that we wanted to share this space. So we had built the space for ourselves. Quite honestly, we built a little bit more space than we needed. And the idea to share that space turned into a co-working environment that we opened in March of 2020, 2 days before COVID shut down. Great time to open a co-working space.
Yeah. Who's the person that you had in mind when you built this?
Well, to be honest, we had our own selves in mind. We wanted to build something functional that could show what our professional business was. And
wanted to have something we could be proud of to show customers and bring customers there, bringing people, guests. So we wanted to have a place that we could be proud of. That's no doubt.
Yeah, and a lot of times small businesses aren't afforded the same opportunities as maybe a big corporate office are, that has, all nice new furniture and fancy conference rooms and the technology of today. So we wanted to build that. And then once we built that, we decided that we had too much and we started to share it. And then the co-working experience came about and we started to get these remote workers that were working elsewhere because of COVID. And so more people were working remotely, independently, running small businesses out of their kitchen or their home.
Right.
And a lot of people during COVID got tired of working from home. So
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
It's nice at first, but then, you have to be around people and just other services, right?
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the people aspect of a business environment, I had worked for many corporate companies like America Online back in the day in the 90s. I worked for them. I worked for Caterpillar Engineering for a bunch of years, and they always had these interesting environments to get business done, and they had a lot of resources. So I was kind of accustomed to that and wanted to share that. So once we started sharing that, we started meeting these different types of people and really identifying what their needs were. So we went from our own office to a co-working environment where we started sharing that space. And then we went to professionals having private offices. So we currently have two insurance agencies. We have a not-for-profit organization. We have Gannett, the parent company of Register Mail. We have a number of different medical professionals that come into Knox County area to do business different times of the month. We have attorneys doing depositions where they are coming from a different city than Galesburg to do business in Knox County. And the big thing for us is to get the word out about what IncuSpace is. IncuSpace is professional office space. IncuSpace is professional office space that is shared with other businesses. And when you share this type of resources with other businesses, different things start to develop. Different ideas come about. One of the people that we started sharing our space with 2 years ago, Mark Petart, has actually become an integral part of our business. He, Mark is, well, let me introduce Mark. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about your business and how you became here at IncuSpace, and you know, what kind of things have transpired since then?
Yeah, of course. I think I got to IncuSpace 2022 or 2023. I'm not quite sure. But my name is Mark, and my background is in search marketing. I am a consultant for a international growth agency. And I'm in Galesburg because I fell in love with a student abroad from Knox in Barcelona, where I'm from. And we've lived in different countries. I've always worked as a solopreneur, remote worker. So when I got to Galesburg, it was a no-brainer to look for a space like that. And what Jason was saying is so true. Sometimes you build something, and when you're just on your own, you want to show someone. You want to ask them, do you like it? So I get a lot from it. So yeah, that's a little bit what got me interested in the space. I look for other options, but rent an office by myself, I would just rather be home.
Yeah. We're talking to Jason Dunn, Cassidy Dunn, Mark Petart from IncuSpace about their existing business. And you're also, as you mentioned, expanding into the Hill Arcade building. After 4 years in the Bonney building, what did that prove to you about the demand for that kind of space in Galesburg?
There's definitely a demand for it. There's more remote workers. People are working differently today than we did 10 years ago. And not just the younger generation coming up, their vision is a little bit different on how to work, because quite honestly, they've coming out of schools that were either remote or in collaborative classroom type situations, and that's very functional to them. So we're getting a lot of young people that's kind of their vibe, and that's the kind of like how they like to work. But we also are providing space for more traditional businesses like our insurance agents that we have up there currently. They're both over 50 years old, our not-for-profit worker. She's in her late 60s. So it's a wide variety. And one of the really interesting things is this collaboration that happens between these different businesses, this cooler talk, water cooler talk almost over lunch break, and what are you working on? And that's actually how we got introduced to AI. Mark had been doing a lot of projects almost like a year ago plus with AI, and we started using AI for our own business purposes, and it's helped us actually expand. So we actually hope to do some networking events with an AI conference here in Galesburg here in the next 6 months, and we're hoping IncuSpace to bring that to Galesburg with a collaboration of some other individuals that are currently in town doing tech stuff.
When you say you're taking over these floors, I mean, you really are, Cassidy. You've been involved like in the social media, so we've seen videos of it. I mean, you're taking
no
it
doubt.
Down to like the studs and rebuilding, right? What's the vision for this, for the each building that you have?
We need it to be open. We want to have an open environment where people feel relaxed. You know, like Jason said, there's a lot of people coming into this workforce in this day and age that grew up in collaborative environments. You know, when Knoxville High School was first built, the newest school in Knox County, I believe. Well, Knoxville. Knoxville High School was built with collaborative areas between each classroom that children could come out into between classes and collaborate, talk to each other. You know, honestly, we used it to converse about homework answers and this and that. Mm-hmm. But that was my first. Knoxville High School opened, I was a freshman in high school. So I got it for the first 4 years of my high school career. I had this brand new school with a collaborative environment. And that's kind of the same idea. It's a big open space where people can bonk heads and communicate with each other. And that's kind of the same idea we want for IncuSpace, a big open environment where people can work, people can collaborate.
Yeah. How is the Hill Arcade different than the Bondi Building? Did you learn things there at the Bondi Building?
Yeah, they were built around the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, very very similar architectural styles.
1920s
concrete buildings with fireproof in internals and stuff like that. I think they were both known to be kind of cutting edge at the time in 1920 for that. But in the Hill Arcade specifically, we took that thing back to the bones. Mm-hmm. It had 50 years of cover up that had been mm-hmm. put on top of all the old beautiful architecture, the plaster, the tall doors, the, you know, it had drop ceilings put in. So when we did the demo on that, and I mean, we did the demo.
Yeah.
You've seen in Cassidy's videos, we got really hands on. And it was an exciting project, but it really, I think it brought us kind of a nostalgic mindset yeah. as to what we were building for Galesburg was honestly bringing back yeah. Galesburg, because that's kind of like why we're doing this in Galesburg. We're from here. We're born and raised here. It means something to us, the community, the small town. That's important. You can see that in, you know, Cassidy's mm-hmm. social media different times. But the old architecture, that's when Galesburg was a thriving community with technology and exciting spaces to work in. And that's all we're trying to create. We want people to understand you don't have to have the boring brown paneling shag carpet office.
Yeah.
You know, the window air conditioner. We can have something better than that. And we wanted to give that to just normal people. So those normal people became small business owners. They become remote professionals. You know, they became remote workers or traveling salespeople. But honestly, it's for anybody that has a type of business that wants a professional image and they want something better than what they currently have.
Mark, you have something to add?
Yeah, I want to add that they've done a phenomenal job of revitalizing the space. In bigger cities, shared office spaces are started with scraps that you can find here and there. And so it's no environment for a lawyer, for instance. Mm-hmm. But this is different. This achieves both. Being a good environment to rub shoulders with other remote workers, tech-like workers. But at the same time, it's a space where if someone has clients that they want to bring in and feel comfortable with the space and proud, they totally can do that because of the job that you guys have done.
Yeah.
So, I was going to say, besides the co-working environment, what? So somebody's actually interested in you know, leasing or renting space from me, what do they get?
Yeah, so we don't want to coin it right. just as a co-working space. This is professional mm-hmm. office space that has a co-working aspect. You can choose between private offices. We're talking glass front private offices. You can see pictures on our website and our social media. We have dedicated desk. We have semi-private offices. We have multiple different conference rooms or training areas where people can do both of those things in there. And then we have the co-working open office environment. And we don't do this on a lease basis. That's another big thing that we haven't even mentioned.
So no rent, no lease.
Yeah, no rent, no utilities, no buying furniture, no buying decorations. We supply all that. All you have to do is come in and get to work.
Guys, we're almost out of time. We are out of time. How does someone sign up?
Contact us through our contact information on inkyspace.net. You can also contact us through Facebook on Cassidy. What's our Facebook?
InkuSpace. You find it. Type in InkuSpace, I-N-C-U space on Facebook. You'll find us.
There you go. Jason Dunn, Cassidy Dunn, Mark Batart from InkuSpace, the new InkuSpace 2 location now open, third floor of the Hill Arcade building, downtown Galesburg. Once again, schedule a tour. You want to learn more, give them a call, 309-541-1023. You can email office@incuspace.net or visit incuspace.net. Guys, thanks a bunch. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.